Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Wednesday, May 3rd. A little bit better in the corn, higher in the beans today, and steady to lower in the wheat. So let's first take a look at the corn. We've got July finishing up 2.5 cents at 374¾. December up 2¼ cents at 392¼. Funds were buyers of about 4,000 contracts of corn today. Still remain short around 160 to 170,000 contracts of corn. Still a pretty large number for this time of year. Informer released some numbers today. They upped Brazil's corn estimate 1 million metric tons to 96 million metric tons, and Argentina's numbers were dropped 200,000 metric tons down to 38 million metric tons. The USDA stands at 38.5 million metric tons. Questions in the corn revolve around the additional rain coming into the Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Ohio area, these already saturated grounds. They were ahead of schedule, but the question here is how much this will affect that, and will there be acres that need to be replanted based on this additional rain, and what kind of drying out will occur in the 6 to 10 days after this weekend's weather before the next bout of rain comes in. So that's putting a little bit of a premium back into the corn. Taking a look at the wheat, July finished steady at 454 after trading down as low as 445¾, with Kansas City July finishing down 4.5 cents at 463¼, rebounding from earlier lows at 456½. Kansas City able to settle above the 100 and 200 day moving averages, which come in around 454 and 455. So we will have to see what kind of numbers come in from the second day of the wheat tour. This in areas in western Kansas more affected by that severe weather. And of note, there is temperatures headed to near or below freezing into western Kansas tonight. So the question will be, as the snow may have done some damage now, is it possibly going to protect the wheat as well? But a lot of these effects will not be known for 10 to 14 days, so we could expect to see some chop in the markets until there is more certainty as to the effects. Informa put the all wheat production at 1.326 billion bushels this morning. That's up 41 million bushels on their April estimate, but did not take into consideration the severe weather over the last several days. And USDA's first estimate of winter wheat will be out on May 10th. Taking a look at beans, we've got July finishing up 6.5 cents at 975¼, and November up 5¼ cents on 970. Some of this strength in the beans on a rebound in soy meal after yesterday's break. Informer raised their Brazil bean estimate up 2 million metric tons to 113. The USDA's recent estimate is 111 million metric tons. Informer also lowered Argentina's bean crop just by 800,000 metric tons down to 56.8 million metric tons. The USDA stands at 56 million. So again, we could see some sideways chop in these markets as the effects of the heavy rain in the eastern part of the Corn Belt may take some time to discern, and also the effects of the cold weather and the snow in western Kansas. In the northwest of the Corn Belt, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Iowa, they were behind in their seeding, and this may give them a chance to get caught up. So again, we will have to see as the week goes by how much progress they are able to make. In outside markets, we've got crude oil down 12 cents a barrel at 47.54. The dollar up 42 points at 99.25. Stock market finished the day up 8 points at 20,957. And gold finished the day down $16.40 an ounce at $1,238.70 an ounce. That is all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, if you have any questions, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.